The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense. Come on, boys.
Good morning, it's 8:33. This is Katie Hind from Michigan Talk Network filling in for Steve Gruber this week on The Steve Gruber Show. This hour brought to you by Mesa, good health, good business, and great schools. And I'm looking forward to speaking to our next guest, and we're hoping to get Darren Bast on the line here next. Alex, do we have him? If we don't, we are going to shift directions. We have him? Okay, great. Thank you very much. I'm going to introduce our next guest. It's Darren Bast. He writes for a variety of environmental and agricultural issues. From the Daily Signal here, it says the Environmental Protection Agency broke the law when pushing its controversial water rule, according to the Government Accountability Office. As Congress considers whether to include it in the Omnibus Appropriations Bill, the block funding for the water rule, it should make this issue a no-brainer. Darren, welcome to the program.
That's great to be here. Thanks.
Can you break all of this down for us? What does this mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's a quick background. The EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers developed this new water rule that tries to regulate almost every type of water imaginable in this country. And in doing so, the EPA was basically, according to the Government Accountability Office, and that's an independent office, government unit, that said that the EPA broke the law in trying to kind of promote their rule. They were engaged in improper lobbying activity and covert propaganda, and they were actually linking to organizations to try to encourage people to oppose any legislation that would hinder the rule. So it wasn't just on the regulatory front. They were at least having some type of an attempt on the legislative front as well. So whether or not it looks like the EPA is going to be able to get away with it because Congress is not doing anything to address it.
And that sounds like a problem, definitely. You say in your article that even before the GAO opinion, Congress had more than enough reason to block this type of funding. What are some of those bullet points that you mentioned? What were some of the reasons that they could have blocked this funding?
Yeah, I mean, it's the rule itself. The rule would attempt to regulate, you know, everything from a man-made ditch to, you know, something that we would all consider to be land, but may hold some water, you know, a few days of the year. So most people just consider it land. For the EPA, it's a water. And the problem is, if they consider something to be a water, it becomes very difficult to use your land the way you want to. You have to get a permit, potentially, and that means you're basically they're restricting your property rights. So it's not surprising that, and that means that a lot of ordinary activities you might normally engage in, like a farmer wants to engage just in ordinary farming activities, may not be able to do so as much as they used to be able to. This has been a big concern with a lot of different groups, from farmers and cities, counties, manufacturers, pretty much anybody you can name. And there's, attorneys general and agencies from at least 31 states that are suing the federal government over the rule. And that kind of gives you a sense of the opposition.
Do you know if Michigan is one of those states?
What's that?
Do you know if Michigan is one of those states?
I believe that it is, but I'm not definite, though.
Okay, and we have a lot of farming land represented in Michigan. I know we think of it as an automobile industry state, and of course we are, but a lot of farmers represented. And this, to me, if I'm interpreting it correctly, sounds like a lot of governmental red tape that's making life harder for a lot of people.
Yeah, I do want to point out that it's really, it definitely impacts farmers, but it really impacts pretty much any, impacts most property owners. I mean, the problem is that the rule is so broad and also so vague that it's not even clear what kind of water on your land may be impacted. So your people are going to be walking on eggshells, not sure whether or not they're going to violate the law. So if you're potentially building a home on your property, yeah, you gotta definitely have to be careful with it. I should also point out that this rule is not good for the environment either, because the Clean Water Act, which is the kind of the major federal statute covering water policy, envisions that the states would play a leading role in regulating the environment. And what's happening is, not surprisingly, the EPA and Corps are doing a major power grab of forcing the states out and not letting them play that role at all.
Well, you mentioned that this is broad and vague, and that certainly sounds like the government to me. I mean, when we look back at Obamacare, I know this is off on a different topic, but they said we have to pass this to read what's in it, and that almost reminds me of this as well.
Yeah, and actually, it in some ways, it might even be worse, because the agency, even after they develop these rules that are supposed to provide clarification, is so subjective that what's going to happen is different regional offices of the EPA may interpret the law differently, or you could have 10 different people looking at a particular body of water, and they may come up with 10 different conclusions. So that's the problem. There's no clarity. There's no objectivity to it, so you don't know whether or not you're meeting the law or not. And what's the big problem is that in developing the rule, the EPA, you know, again, according to the Government Accountability Office, broke the law in doing so, which is, I mean, that by itself should be a situation where Congress says, you know what, we're not going to give the EPA any funding to implement this rule. And instead, with this massive spending bill that just came out,
exactly,
Congress didn't do that at all. And that's certainly a disappointment.
Of course, and it's confusing, and it sounds like a free-for-all, and that's not the way that people want to live their lives or do business. For those out there that are getting ready to go to work, drop their kids off at school, and say, well, how does this affect me? How does it affect the individual? Why should I get up in arms and care about this? What advice would you give them?
Well, a couple things is, if, you know, it may impact you. There very well may be something on your property. Don't assume that it necessarily means you have to have a very clear-cut stream on your property for it to impact you. It may not be true. Well, it's definitely not true. So there might be something that actually is on your property that could be require you, if you have any impact on that water, to get a permit. So it's potential. Further, if Congress does not withhold funding for this rule and they don't take action on the EPA when they allegedly broke the law, when is Congress ever going to take action? We're always concerned about agencies going overboard. I mean, I can't imagine. Now we've got an agency that's broken the law, allegedly, and nothing's being done. It is basically, you know, we're supposed to have three separate branches of government, with Congress providing oversight over the agencies. Well, guess what? I don't think it's ever been any worse now, where agencies can pretty much do whatever they want. And that does impact all of us.
Right. And that's why you said, what was it, 38 states are now joining a lawsuit or something to go after this because they have broken the law?
I mean, there's about 31 states that are suing over the rule itself.
Okay.
And this GAO, the Government Accountability Office, ruling just came out a few days ago. And instead of Congress being like, wait a second, why are we giving funding for implementation of this rule, they continue not to address it. And that came as a bit of a surprise and certainly a disappointment to all of us. If Congress doesn't use the power of the purse to address this particular rule, then the question is, when would they ever use the power of the purse, the spending power, to address a rule?
And you won't
right
get
now,
any...
Right now, agencies across the, you know, in the federal government are celebrating because now they know that Congress is, you know, clearly very weak.
Sure. And Darren,
and
you are...
do what they want.
You're not getting any argument from me. Thank you so much, Darren Bass. Thank you for joining us on the program. It's 8:41 on The Steve Gruber Show.